Agenda item number four, discussion and possible action on Castle Gannett Fleming contract presented by Michael McLendon, Upper Basin Regional Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. With this briefing, I'll be seeking the board's authorization and approval to contract with Gannett Fleming to help us move forward with the concrete and structural assessment of Moore Shepherd Dam, and then to help develop a plan to address the necessary repairs associated there too. If you'll remember, back in April 2016, the board authorized staff to begin negotiating and executing a contract with a firm to perform a concrete and structural assessment of the dam. After a lengthy effort to reach an agreement on how to proceed with the scope and fee, those conversations, those discussions, negotiations were discontinued. Gannett Fleming had also responded to that RFP back in 2016. They were considered an extremely strong and viable candidate, and they could perform the work, and they can do so very easily. So once those discussions with the prior firm fell through, we began talking with Gannett Fleming, and we've reached an accord with them on how best to proceed with this project. A little bit of history here. You're all aware Moore Shepherd Dam was started construction in 38. It was completed in 1941. Our objective at this facility and all our infrastructure facilities is to extend the service life of those facilities. And that's our intent here with this project. When we began those discussions with Gannett Fleming, we sat down and we determined that a phased approach would be the best route with which to proceed. It's moving forward in a phased approach will allow us to be methodical, it'll allow us to be efficient, and it'll provide reduced scope changes as you move forward with a project that's as expansive as this. So you can see here in phase one, it's going to consist of the development of an investigation and testing program. And then phase two, you'll see the execution, and that'll be the carrying out of that investigation and testing program. That's usually the most expensive component of the study phase. Phase three will be an analysis of that investigation and testing program. And then phase four, what you'll see is we'll have a matrix that'll be developed that'll help us identify those areas. It'll incorporate risk assessment into that, and it'll help us identify those areas that we need to focus on and target upon. And I'll expand upon that in my last slide. This slide shows you the list of services that Gannett Fleming will provide in phase one. Of course, site visit, data collection, then structural evaluation, PFMA, and supporting technical information update. That's looking at the geology, hydrology, hydraulics, seismicity, looking at any plans, updates to the plans. And then what will come out of that effort will be preparation of the testing program to proceed in phase two. This slide, it's an illustration. It's not actually an assessment of any of our structures. Gannett Fleming provided this slide to show us kind of what we would see in the end. And what you're going to see, it's going to be a tool that's going to direct our efforts and focus projects and activity that have a greater risk. So explaining this slide, once we go through the whole process, you might have something that shows up in like this quadrant right here. That's red's going to mean that it has a greater potential for risk. And so that's an area that we need to focus on, a project that we would need to budget for accordingly and take action sooner than something that might show up down here in the green quadrant. And to give you an example of that, we may have like a corbel at the dam that's showing delamination or cracking and spalling. And if it showed, once we go through the process and it showed up in here in one of these red quadrants, we would budget for that sooner rather than later, as opposed to if you just had a small pump that was not operating correctly and it showed up in the green. So we're going to prioritize our projects and know what repairs we would need to proceed with first. I do have a resolution for your consideration. I can answer any questions. If you recall the write-up, Gannett Fleming's fee was $535,000 for this phase one. As you can see here, I added some about 10% in case there's any unforeseen services. I don't anticipate that occurring. Gannett Fleming's performed well on a lot of our other contracts, never over budget, and most likely they come in a little bit under budget. But I can take any questions if y'all have any.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
When I was reading this, I was thinking how much longer is this going to allow us to use that dam rather than having to build something new? Will this tell us that?
I don't know. You won't get a definitive answer, but it will extend the life of the facilities. If you read a lot of the literature, it says when these structures were first constructed that they had a life expanse of about 100 years. Mm-hmm. This would get us, we're already approaching about 80 years. There's no imminent, we've done assessments, and there's no safety issue associated with the dam existing. But this will allow us just to continue that effort out. I can't give you a definitive number, but it should be a substantial amount of time. And it'll be a lot cheaper than trying to build another dam in another location.
Director Johnson, that's a really great question. And when we sit and talk with the Corps, which owns a lot of dams in Texas, all of our dams are getting to where they're all, the ones that are 40 and 50 are young. So the process of how we're going to figure out the extended life on all of these structures is going to be it's going to be a focal point going forward, for sure. And I think there's a lot of old dams. Obviously, in our opinion, we've got to figure out, you know, the smart way to spend money and move forward to get the life out of that dam before we look at I would guess billions of dollars to replace these dams.
Director Rankin.
My comment is off of these two, and it's just a comment or a question. I don't know the answer to this. But when I look at the Brazos River Authority, I see an organization that cannot fail financially because we sell a commodity that people can't do without. So when we make financial decisions, we're basically deciding who's going to pay for these things, the current rate holders or rate holders sometime in the future. But somebody's going to pay for all this stuff because Texas can't do without water. So when I look at things like Allen's Creek, or I was trying to do the math in my head, we're picking up 3,000 acre feet there. I don't know how many dollars that's totally going to cost us, but it'll be several hundred dollars per acre foot that you're paying for that. I realize that our current rate holders can talk to us a lot more loudly than our future rate payers can. But how long could any business stay in business if they were selling a commodity for less than its replacement cost? And that's what we're doing. We're selling water for a lot less, and it's going to cost us to replace that water at some time in the future when the dams wear out, when we have to dig deeper wells, when we have to do Allen's Creek. Just a comment.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
This study is going to give us a roadmap, if to put it in layman's terms. How far out in the future is it going to look? Are we talking about a year or two? And that may not be a fair question, but are we going to be looking down the road a ways so that we really do add life to the...
Oh, right. Country? I mean, my anticipation, I didn't really want to throw out a number, but I mean, I'm looking for, you know, another 50, 100 years, and that's not out of the realm. But we will. This isn't something though that you can just a pinpoint in time and address. You've got to continually maintain that facility throughout, and that's something that I think that we're doing. So this study will go on, and we'll perform the necessary repairs, but we'll continue that throughout the process. And so, I would hope indefinitely that you could continue to upgrade the facility and maintain it. And I would love to get to a point where you never had to completely replace the facility.
Well, if the plan is going to look that far in the future, I'd suggest this is pretty insignificant cost compared to the length of time that you're talking about for the planning.
I agree.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
How long will the engineering study take to be completed?
Phase one will take 11 months to complete. Mm-hmm. As I said earlier, the key here, I think, is a slow, methodical approach to tell us what we need to test and study. And in the end, you get a better product when you do that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Has the Corps of Engineers ever shut down a dam and replaced it? I mean, they have the oldest dams in the country, don't they?
I can't answer the second part of that question, but I'm not aware of them doing a major replacement of a dam.
And abandon them, you mean? Taking some out?
Maybe so. Maybe the Bureau of Rec has on the West Coast.
I know some smaller dams have been taken out, but nothing, to my knowledge, nothing on the size of this.
What about in our basin, the Corps of Engineer dams? What is the oldest dam?
Buchanan is about the same age as this.
In our basin?
Oh, not, that's LCRA.
Yeah, as far as BRA is owned, obviously this is the oldest, I can't tell you.
We only got, what, 3 of 13? What about all the Corps of Engineer dams in our basin? Are they at the same stage we are?
They're doing the same stuff that we're performing, the exact same type of work. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Any more questions? Okay, read your resolution, please.
Yes, sir. The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its October 29th, 2018 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and execute a contract with Gannett Fleming, Inc. to perform engineering services at Moore Shepherd Dam in an amount not to exceed $590,000.
You've heard the resolution. Motion to adopt. Bob, Christian, and Ms. Johnson, please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Dennis?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Grant?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.